Mr. and Mrs. Hollywood, Edie and Lou Wasserman and Their Entertainment Empire, by Kathleen Sharp. Narrated by Tavia Gilbert. Part 1. Obtaining the Prize, 1958-1962. Chapter 1. A week before Thanksgiving 1958, a red and black Buick snaked up Cahuenga Pass over the backbone of the Hollywood Hills and dropped into the tangle of burr clover and brush that covered the San Fernando Valley. Bathed in moonlight, the sedan sped to the birthplace of modern California, a panoramic spot sheltered by a crescent of mountains and skirted by fields. For centuries, this location had served as the backdrop of blood feuds, land grabs, and audacious power plays. Tonight would be no different. Inside the car sat Hollywood kingpin Lou R. Wasserman and three tight-lipped colleagues from the Music Corporation of America, MCA, the biggest, most ruthless talent agency in the world. If Wasserman, MCA president, succeeded in executing his plan, those on the other side of these hills would witness yet another cunning blow, a deal that would prove so masterly that Hollywood and the world would never be the same. The car's destination was a chicken ranch-turned-film factory, Universal Studios, that had become the butt of industry jokes. The studio hadn't won an Oscar in nearly 30 years, and most of its features were formulaic or derivative, according to studio historian Bernard Dick. Universal was the sixth of seven studios, he said. It was hemorrhaging $2 million a year in 1960.